Okay, this is Wednesday, 8:27:25. This is How Faith Works, Part 8. This is called The Stand. James 4, 7 and 8. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Then James 1, 8. It talks about double-mindedness. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. The Holy Spirit's been speaking to me about this stand and the resisting process. He said to me to set my boundaries in my mind and do not move. Stand your ground. Satan will use tactics to deceive you to get you to leave, flee, or give up your position. The stand of faith and the resistance that goes with it will outlast the devil. You know, so much of the time, and in the faith movement, it was always about doing external things to prove that you were walking in faith. But this is not a natural battle. This is a mental battle. Because when you get the mind right, the body follows. Okay, let's look at Ephesians chapter 6. We've been looking at pretty well every week. Do I need to read that part again? Okay. We're just going to read 13 through 18 here. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. That's your mind. That's not physical. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. You got to get your mind right. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication of the Spirit. See, that right there is really the helper right there coming in. Romans chapter 8. To help you, keep you fortified. Always remember this. If fear is present, then you know who it is. Peace makes the call. Fear makes you think you don't have what you're believing God for. Fear makes you believe that you do not have what God's Word says you have. The truth is that you do have it, and the enemy has come to trick you out of it. That's the truth. You're not trying to get healed. You're not trying to do this. You're not trying to do that. You're already got it. Already are. Complete in Him. All things are yours. I mean, how many other scriptures do I got to pull out? Okay. Philippians 4. I was asking the Lord, what's my corresponding action? And I heard this later. How about a good confession? How about saying what you believe you have instead of dragging around here like you all sad and down and out? That attitude does determine altitude, doesn't it? Absolutely. Has everything to do with it. 4:7-9. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all, what? Understanding. That word standing in there. Shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Yesterday, I was bombarded with fear, and I'd had enough of it. And I just said out loud, enough! And it left. I mean, I just thought, enough! I've had it with this! Get out of here! Don't want you, nothing to do with you. Okay. Like I said, when fear's present, you know who's present. If you'll remember that and quit going into your dark moods and letting the devil take your mind and take you down avenues you don't want to go. Yeah. Okay. 1 Peter 4. Starting with 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. It's kind of like you go, what? 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 What's going on? Have a meltdown. But rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory should be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody, or in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffers a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin in us, what shall the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous are scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. God's faithful. If you allow fear to cause you to lose ground, don't despair, for you can get that ground back. I know something about that, losing your ground. I suggest small steps. This is what the Holy Spirit said to me. This is the walk of faith, not the leap of faith. Yeah. Take it a step at a time. Like I said, it's already yours. It has been yours all along. Satan is the one that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's come to try to steal from you what you already have. You're not trying to get it. Toiling and spinning like the lilies. Lilies don't toil nor spin. What Jesus talked about, the lilies, they neither toil nor spin. But God sees after them. All right, it's already yours. It has been all along. The devil knows it. He comes to steal it. And by what he presents to you, he tries to convince you that it's his. That he's got it and you don't have it. Isn't that why most people get upset? It's because I don't understand. The Lord hadn't done what he said he was going to do. Really? Yeah, he did. He did it at Calvary. He did it all then. Said he spoiled principalities and powers, made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. So what's the problem? Our minds. Okay, 1 Peter 5, right here. This is starting with just 8 through 10 here. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, not a roaring lion, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. He comes with his roaring. That's why a lion roars. It scares the prey. Paralyzes the prey. Yeah. Okay, the roar of a lion is to paralyze the prey, false evidence appearing real. Action will help you hold your ground, but reaction can cause you to lose it. Let's look at the facts concerning God's word. We're going to look at quite a few scriptures here. First one's Romans chapter 5. Starting with verse 1 there. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now think about what that's saying. Justified by faith, we have peace with God. Peace always makes the call in the situation. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, experience hope. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet, peradventure, for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. It was a complete package for victory, health, healing, whatever. Okay. It's already done. It's already yours. So don't fall for Satan's tactics, for that is what they are. They are tactics. Okay, 1 Corinthians 2:5. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. You know, experts and all their stuff. Take your stand, and it seems when all hell seems to have broken loose against you, you're going to shout, what the heck's going on now, you know? But the thing is, I guess we should expect it when you take your stand. You get a challenge. Let's read some more scriptures. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Watch ye, stand fast in faith. Quit you like men, be strong. Keep going here. 2 Corinthians 1. This is 24. Just a little bitty part of this verse here. For by faith ye stand. By fear ye fall. Galatians 5:1. Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Where does that happen? There, right there. Ephesians 6. We just read just a few scriptures in 6. Verse 11, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Then 13 and 14, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness. So you know who you are, and you know, the Lord took care of that for me. Already have that. You can't have it. Philippians 4:1. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. A lot about standing. Philippians. That's Philippians. Colossians 4:12. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. 1 Thessalonians 3:8. For now we live if we stand fast in the Lord. 2 Thessalonians 2. We'll start with 15 there. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work, word and work. One more. 1 Peter 5. 8 there. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. By Silvanus, a faithful brother, unto you, as I suppose I have written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God wherein ye stand. Right here, last statement, you already have it. It's already yours, whether apparent or not. So just keep standing and don't back down. And in your resisting the devil, he will flee from you.